You know, I thought we did some nice things offensively today, for sure. Whether it's the best or not, doesn't matter. It was good enough to get the job done. Felt like, you know, we weathered the storm early. Their defense was being aggressive and doing a great job in their front seven early in that game. Weathered the turnover. I think it might have been the first drive of the game. We were able to rebound from all that stuff and get into a nice rhythm. I thought the touchdown before the half was critical. And then coming out in the second half and really putting together three scoring drives before we got into a four-minute situation, that was huge for us.
The drive to start the third quarter, how key was that? You know, your first offensive touchdown in the third quarter this season.
Well, you've been keeping track of those. I didn't know that, but you know, it was huge. Coming out of it, getting the ball to start the second half. We talk about that all the time. It's one of the things that we want to do when we defer and are able to score at the end of the half, then put on another seven coming out of the half. That's tough for a defense and for a team to go against. So I thought we did a really nice job in execution, converted a couple third downs, which got us going, and then we're able to punch it in there at the end with a touchdown pass to Hardy.
I know you're not big on milestones, but today you became the fastest quarterback to throw for 40,000 yards.
Yeah, it's I've been fortunate to play with a number of great players throughout, you know, my 9.5-10 years here, and been fortunate to be on some really good teams and to be able to stay healthy. So I'm proud of that. I hope that there's another 40,000 in there, and you know, I can keep playing for a long time.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, you got it. I thought we just executed better than we have all year. When we had our opportunities to make plays, guys stepped up across the board and you know, executed the way that we needed to. I felt like we have been close throughout the year. I've been saying that, but you know, we haven't been making the plays when they presented themselves. I thought today we did, and we showcase, you know, what we're capable of doing if we go out there and execute at the level we're capable of. Well, you know, obviously we understand where we're at halfway through the season, 4-4. And, you know, we were probably deserved that. We were kind of inconsistent. And, you know, starting the second half of the season, you know, we weren't looking forward past today. You know, but it was a good step for us in the right direction. If we're going to become the kind of football team that we want to be moving forward, we need to play our best week in and week out. And I thought we played well today. We can play better for sure. You know, but it was a step in the right direction.
How much do you think the plan
provided a lot of momentum? You know, it was pretty unbelievable to watch AC on the other side of the ball. I mean, early on, you could tell he was going to have a good day. I mean, he was getting off the ball really well. Didn't look like they could, you know, stop his pass rush. And I'm just so proud and happy for him. He's absolutely the best teammate you could ask for. He works extremely hard day in and day out. He doesn't say a lot, you know, but he's a leader on our football team. Guys see the way that he handles his business day in and day out. So really happy for him, and he energized the entire organization today. He really helped us out.
Matt, people talk about a lot of times running game, opening up the passing game. Seems like you guys had a short passing game, stuff over the middle that actually opened up the run game for you guys. Was that kind of plan when it was hard to go running early?
Absolutely. You know, we believe that our entire offense is complementary, whether it be, you know, running to set up the pass or throwing to set up the run game for us. But we're going to be consistent. We're going to stay balanced. And I thought Sark did an excellent job today of staying with it when we needed to and really got the run game going in the second half. We were able to kind of dink and dunk in the passing game a little bit, wear those guys out, convert some third downs to keep us moving. And when we did that, it really opened up the run game.
Matt, do you feel that the problems that the team had first half of the season are now behind you?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't worried too much about it. To me, as a player, it came down to not making enough plays. And it's really that simple. And today we made enough plays to get it done. And in order for us to be successful moving forward as players, we got to make enough plays every week. And you know, that's got to be our mindset. Whatever it takes, whatever we've got to do moving forward, that's what we've got to do.
Matt, you
First of all, congratulations on the win, the milestone. The offensive line still a little bit erratic. Let me see there.
You know what? We knew coming into it. I think they're second. I don't know what they were in the league in terms of sacks. But we knew coming into it that it was going to be, you know, a really good pass rush to go against. I thought our guys did a great job. They weathered the storm. I mean, it was tough sledding early in that game, and our guys stepped up. You know, they didn't blink. They kept battling. In the second half, I really think they, you know, wore that defense down, and that was huge. I mean, the reason we were successful today is because those guys battled and played well up front.